Lazy bones, sleeping in the sun, waiting till the noonday work is done. That's a song we all are familiar with. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today, lazy bones. Along the canals in Birmingham, in England, are many people who live a very casual, lazy bones life. They have very narrow boats on which they live, and very low. They're maybe about 5 feet from the water, and they're just wonderful boats for moving along the canal and sailing up and down the various narrow strips of water in around Birmingham, England. And these people are very special people. They're people who perhaps have another job, or perhaps are retired, or are just living happily and peacefully on their wonderful boats. I'm sure their boats cost a pretty penny too, but they're lovely to see. And as you look at these boats, they festoon them with flowers. They paint them in beautiful colors, and they take their pets along with them, and they travel up and down the riverways. Oh, perhaps in the winter time the riverways might get frozen, but I doubt it. It's a narrow strip of water, and the water is always running along through the riverway. And houses along the side of the riverway look out to these wonderful boat people and see how beautiful they live, and see how happy they are, and see how wonderful their life is. Can you live a lazy bones life? Could you live such a life where you had virtually no responsibilities, just to maintain your own boat and take care of your own life? And just live and happily do the things that make you feel good inside. Now you say, but they have no responsibility. They have lots of responsibility. They got themselves to this position in their life where they can do these things and enjoy these things and have a happy time with these things. And as they've done that, they've arrived at this point in their life where they can feel very, very happy and very content, very fulfilled and very wonderful. Can you do that for yourself? Can you do that in your life at all? Have you ever stopped to do that? You look at these boats in Birmingham, and you look at these boats that go up and down the canals there, and you think to yourself, yes, in Venice they have that. Yes, in the Netherlands they have that. Yes, in many areas where the water level is high and there are canals that go through the city or through the area, people do this. Years ago, they used to do a lot of tonnage, bringing traffic on boats and bringing them from one city to another because it was easier than taking them on horse carriage and pulling them by cart or taking them by railroad or many other ways. But this way of living, of just having a boat house for yourself and you and your family and your dogs and whoever is with you. In many foreign countries like China and Japan and Tibet and Thailand and things like that, not Tibet, of course, but Thailand, you have people living like that too. And there are people who, down in the Philippines, down in the Cuban areas, they live like that too. And how wonderful. What makes people want to live on boats? What makes people want to live in this type of a life? Now, they could all do something different, and other people do things different, like you and me. We do things different, but these people choose to live on these boats. They choose to live in their own little house, and they choose to live happy lives, and they choose to live fulfilled lives. Oh, they probably dive into the canal now and then and take a bath and swim around, or they don't, or whatever they do. It's all happy and casual and a wonderful way to live. It's relaxed living. You and I live a very tense living, basically, because we have so many projects, so many things we want to do, so many things we want to accomplish, so many things we want to bring forth in our life. And we can do it. We can do it, and we can have it, and we can enjoy it. But are we able emotionally to handle it? Are we able emotionally to live this relaxed life? Most people are unable to live a relaxed life because they've got to be doing something all the time. They've got to be moving all the time. They've got to be playing their crossword puzzles if they're not. They have to demand that their mind be busy and that they be active. Do you think that the scientists who do the most noble research are always active in their mind? Do you think they take time to relax? Do you think they take time to be aside? Do you think they take time to meditate? To meditate is such a wonderful, cool experience. These boat people, you can be sure, enjoy times of meditation. They go to one end of the boat or the other, inside the boat, around it, and as they move around, they're not bothering each other because there's enough room for them to go. The boats are maybe 30 feet long, maybe a little longer. And as they cruise up and down the canals, they have no time schedule, no requirement that they have to be any place. They just live peacefully and happily. You and I can live peacefully and happily too. We can be like the great scientists who take time to meditate. We can be like the great composers and creators of arts and various other things who take time to be peaceful, who take time, who set aside the crossword puzzles, who set aside the card games, who set aside the need to amuse yourself. And amuse yourself just with a peaceful, relaxed attitude. Perhaps a dog settled down in your lap and you just are so at peace with yourself. It's wonderful. I had to wait in the waiting room for Rex to get some shots the other day, and the veterinarian, and as I was there, it was kind of an interesting experience, because I sat on the the big airy couch that you in the waiting room, and as I sat there, Rex sat with his rear end toward me, and he was looking around at everybody and looking around at everything. And then finally, I told him, I said, "Okay, Rex, you relax now. Come on." And I took his head, and I put his head in my lap. And the moment I put his head in my lap, he just completely relaxed. He realized there was nothing more for him to must be aware of or to challenge him. He just relaxed and was peaceful, and he was so at home and so happy with himself. And this is what makes for happiness, the letting go, the relaxing. Dogs would walk back and forth in front of us, and they didn't disturb Rex one little bit because he was in peace. He was relaxed. He was happy and content. He was like the man sitting on his boat and waving it as we walked by. It was a very lovely, beautiful thing to see, a very delightful experience to see. And I look down at the pictures now of these people and their boats, and I see peace. I see a relaxed attitude. And as I look at the buildings that surround these very simple canals, just like they are in San Antonio in Texas, just as they are all over the world, people put out flower boxes. And they put out boxes of geraniums on their railings, and they put them everywhere, saying, "We're happy, we're peaceful, we're content, we like life. We like what we're doing, we like all the things we're doing, because the world we live in is a wonderful, magical, fantastic world." And truly, that is exactly what it is, a wonderful, fantastic, magical world. And as I looked at this one boat, I saw the man sitting there. He was just a big, happy expression on his face. He had his short trousers and T-shirt on, and he was just so pleased and just so happy. And in front of him, he had a milk crate, one of these boxed plastic containers that you put many many gallons of milk in. And in there, he had his various herbs that he was growing that he had for his meals. And he had maybe about 10 or 12 items there. And these were what he had for his garden. And perhaps on the other end of the boat, he had another garden. But all over, they do everything that makes them happy. And they do everything that makes them feel wonderful and fantastic. And that's the way life goes on. That's the way we go on, because we set our own path. We set our own way. Perhaps you don't have a boat to ride in, as these people in Birmingham have. Perhaps you aren't at home and you're not aware of what's going on all around you. But can you be? Oh, yes, you can. Are you? Oh, yes, you are. Does it make a difference? Oh, yes, it makes a big difference. Lazy bones, what a wonderful way to be. What a wonderful way to be, to set aside life and its great demands and then quietly enjoy life in all that it is for you right now. Take a moment and sit back. Put aside your crossword puzzles. Put aside your games and put aside your reading. Put aside all things and meditate. Go within and listen to that divine pattern within you and realize just how wonderful that divine pattern is, because that divine pattern is you. And it is all that it matters. So today, claim for yourself that this is who you are, and this is where you're going, and this is what your life is all about. And nothing really else matters at all. Nothing really else matters in any way, shape, or form, because it's your life, it's your world, and it is all that you are. It is all that you need to know. And it's all that you want to know, because that's what life's all about. Have a lovely day, and perhaps you'll walk along these canal paths one day and see how beautiful they are and how much fun they are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you. Now and forevermore.